This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Aaron Pacheco of New Hope East Hawaii. This week's message, entitled Remembering Sacrifice, is in honor of our servicemen and women who protect us and put their lives on the line, some even to the point of making the ultimate sacrifice. As we reflect upon this incredible unselfishness, Pastor Aaron reminds us that one of the ways that we can honor the sacrifice is to be deliberate in also honoring life and how we live it. This message was delivered on May 27th, 2018. Here now is Pastor Aaron.
That you love us and that you care for us. Amen.
Thank you, sir. I so love when they do announcements together. They're such an awesome, awesome team, yeah? You know, John has this wonderful, wonderful radio voice, and that's because he was on radio. And I think he was just born with that. And it's so good. And then Amy comes up, and she just has this authority, yeah? And if you don't believe that's true, John told me this story. He said he actually grew up in Hawaii. Now, he was born in the mainland, but when he was 27 years old, when he was 27 years old, he met Amy and he grew up. But I love having them do announcements. Thank you, guys. Well, again, this morning, you may have noticed that Pastor Scott is not here. And it's not because he's taking a break again, okay? This time, he actually is at the our national conference for Foursquare over in D.C. And I'm so proud of him because this time he actually took his wife with him. And he went a little bit early so that they could have some time together and enjoy. So when you see him, tell him, good job, okay? Now, every time that he comes up here and he says, you know, he talks about how much when he speaks on a Sunday morning, how he just doesn't sleep the night before and all that. Hey, that is true, okay? For years, I've been doing this, and every time I speak, I just cannot sleep the night before. I stay up, and it's become automatic already, expected. Well, yesterday, I decided I'm going to cheat this thing. I'm going to work myself to the bone on Saturday all day and work really, really hard so that I'd be knocked out come nighttime. So I did. I did that. I stayed out in my garden all day. I worked really, really hard, cleaned things up around the house, and I came in. I was exhausted. Took a shower, and I think 7:30, I was snoring already. I thought I beat it. But 12:30 this morning, I'm wide awake. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, what am I going to do? And now since I'm up at 12:30, the nervousness already starting up. And I'm thinking about all the things that got to get done. Not just the message and delivering the message. Not just being up here and I know I'm going to be sweating and look all ugly by the end of the time. But you know what really, really kept me up this morning is that I was worried that I was going to forget something. Because one time, I actually told you about this, I actually forgot the message at home. I left it there and I had to actually turn around and rush back, go get them and come back. Well, this morning I got the message. I was worried I was going to forget the computer and all those things that I get to bring and set up here. Well, didn't forget that. Well, this morning when I just came up here and looked at my notes, I realized what I forgot. My glasses. So if I don't look so good this morning, that's why, okay? But, you know, as I get older, not just the eyes go, but the memory goes, yeah? I mean, I was forgetful to begin with. But, man, it's getting really bad, and that has me worried. But we're like that, aren't we? As we get older, we start forgetting things. And I think that's why Pastor Scott put together this series that we're in about remembering. But you can forget your wallet, you can forget your keys, you can forget your glasses, you can forget your car even. You can even forget your name sometimes, and it'll be okay. But the reason why we're doing this series, one thing that we don't want you to forget is the people in your life. the gifts that God gave us in the form of people. And never forget to honor them. So far we've been honoring and remembering our mentors, our mothers, and those who God has ordained as authorities in our lives last week. And I got a confession to make there. Because last week, I went to go pick up Carlin after our worship practice. And on my way back, just when I hit the Panayava stretch, there was this police officer in front of me. And as I was following him, I was sitting there and driving and looking at everything he was doing wrong. I was telling her, look at that. He never do this. And he did that. Oh, boy, he did that. You know, when it came to the message, I was sitting there and dying and feeling so convicted. And I realized, you know, I was nitpicking at the little things when these guys, they sacrificed so much for us. And I should have been seeing the big picture. And I'm glad I got beat up on that one, because I had forgotten. I even forgot what the message was that morning. Well, this morning, today, in the light of our upcoming celebration of Memorial Day tomorrow, I get the honor of remembering those who have sacrificed for us by serving in our military. You know, I remember when my brother-in-law, Mike, announced to us that he was going into the Army. And it was the time right in the middle of the Desert Storms, in between the two of them, where tension in the Middle East was still real high. And we were in our little group of friends where Mike and his fiance, my sister Joy, they were the babies of the group. And we were all like their mentors, their protectors. And I remember being in our group that one time, and somebody just said, Mike, why? Why do you want to join the Army now? He just finished college. He was getting married in less than a year. His life was just about to begin. Why would he do this? And I think everybody, I wouldn't say we were disappointed, but we were worried in what he was doing. I know I was, until my sister Joy actually pulled me on the side and she sat me down and she told me this. She said, Aaron, Mike just feels that it's his time to serve. That if he doesn't do this now, then he'll never get the chance to make his sacrifice. And I remember sitting there with her and how proud I was of him after that. I remember thinking, okay, now you can marry my sister. Well, when Mike came back on one of his breaks, I remember this story that he told us, a story that I'll never forget while he was stationed in the Middle East. One day, he was assigned to go and deliver some supplies to another military camp. He and his combat buddy, whose name was Jerry. The other camp was like 3 hours away. Dirt road, they cannot travel real fast. So about 3 hours away. And they had to deliver it by early morning. So what they actually did was they had planned they were going to leave at like 2 o'clock in the morning to go from their encampment to the other one. So as they're going along, about 5 minutes into their trip, they see in their headlights, they see somebody walking. And it was a local man who was walking along the side of the road, and he's carrying this big duffel bag and struggling. And Mike said, hey, Jerry, I'm going to stop. Let's give this guy a ride. And Jerry said, no, that's against company regulations. And Mike said, yeah, but who's going to know? Early in the morning, nobody's going to know. So Jerry agreed. They pulled up next to him. But Jerry said, you know, let's check him out first to see if he's safe. So they pulled up to him. And turns out he was pro-American, really happy to see them, already grateful for their presence there. And they started conversing, and he spoke very good English. So they told him, hey, hop in. They found out that he was actually going to a village that was on their way. So he said, hey, hop in. We'll give you a ride. Again, he was very grateful. He ran behind, threw his duffel bag in the back of the truck, jumped in. Jerry moved on over. And as they went down the road, man, it was just a pleasurable experience. This guy was so joyful to have them there, so friendly with them. And he was actually giving them history of the places that they had been to in his homeland. So it was a wonderful trip But about an hour into the trip, right in the middle of conversation, Jerry hits Mike, elbows him on the side. And Mike looks over at him, and his eyes are just huge. And he's looking in the rearview mirror, and he points. And Mike looks in the rearview mirror, and what he sees is just scares everything out of him. Because he sees the duffel bag in the back of the truck bouncing up, jumping up and down. And Mike goes, "Whoa!" And he turns to the guy and he says, "Hey, buddy, what's in the duffel bag?" Now, this guy, going from smiling, joyful demeanor and looking at them, looks straight ahead, goes stone cold. Looks straight ahead and he says, "It is none of your business." So Mike says, "No way, man." And Jerry, who's already halfway onto Mike's lap, he says, hey, you got to tell us what's in that duffel bag. And again, the guy looks ahead and he says, "Again, I will tell you, it is none of your business." So Mike stops the truck and he says, "Listen, you need to tell us what's in that duffel bag." And as he looks back, that thing is jumping all the more, bouncing up and down. And he says, "I will tell you for the very last time, it is none of your business." Mike says, "Okay, if that's the case, then you need to get out." And so he turns to them and he says, "I thank you for saving me 1 hour's walk. And I hope that you gentlemen have a very nice day." Gets out of the truck and closes the door and starts to walk behind. Mike floors it, pedal to the metal, and they take off. And they see this guy chasing them as hard as he can until he's no longer visible in the dark night. And Jerry's over there. He hasn't moved over yet. He's screaming, "Mike, what are you doing? What are you doing? Don't do this. We're going to get killed." Mike says, No. I got to know what's in that bag." And they go for another mile or so down the road. Then Mike stops. He jumps out, goes to the back, and he opens the duffel bag. I tell you, that kid is crazy. Yeah? Well, back to the message. Yes, Mike? "It is none of your business." Yep, that was not a true story. It's a joke. And I put it there to make you laugh this morning. Because you may not get to laugh the rest of this morning. Okay? But another thing that is true is that it is our business when it comes to remembering sacrifice. There's so many times that I get kind of offended at how quickly people forget. You know what offends me even more? Makes me more upset? Is when I catch myself being the one forgetting. Now, I know that many of us don't always agree with the what's or the why's or the how's of the wars that we enter into. But I would pray that we never forget the who's. Never forget the people who, in obedience, not for money, not for power, not for glory, but in a heart of obedience and service, chose to lay down their lives, to put it on the line for you and I. You know, in retrospect, whether they knew it or not, they were actually being obedient to God. Because in the book of John, Jesus tells us this. He says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends." You see, in retrospect, whether they knew it or not, they were actually following God's own example. In 1 John chapter 4, it's written like this. It says, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Never forget the sacrifices that were made and are still being made by those who have chosen to fight for us. And never forget to honor that sacrifice. I believe that God would say, just like a good friend of mine once told me, that God would say, "If you forget the sacrifices made by those who you can see, how will you remember the ones that I, who you cannot see, made for you?" So here's what I'll challenge everybody to do. The next time you get angry about what the government is doing, stop. stop and realize that somebody gave up their life so that we could have this form of government and the right to have a vote on who gets to direct it and the right to get angry at them. Stop and say thank you. Next time you get stressed out about having to pay taxes, stop and realize that somebody sacrificed it all so that you could pay a percentage of your income instead of being a slave who gets nothing at all. Stop. Say thank you. And the next time you get down and out about life, stop and realize that many lay down their lives so that you can have this one. And that no matter how bad things seem, you and I are better off than 70% of the rest of this world because of that sacrifice. So stop and say thank you. You know, Carlin and I once attended this memorial service for some fallen heroes of our community. And Mayor Kim was one of the guest speakers there. And as Mayor Kim always does, he always says something profound in his messages. And he said this that day. He said, "Today we honor the fallen heroes. But I also want to encourage you, every opportunity you get, honor those who are still alive. Just say thank you for your sacrifice while they can still appreciate it." And I would reiterate that today, that every time you see a service person, say thank you. Let them know how much we appreciate what they're doing. Every time you meet someone who has served and by the grace of God is still with us, say thank you. Every time you come across somebody who has lost a loved one serving for our freedom, definitely say thank you. Simply say thank you for your sacrifice. Let them know you appreciate what has been done. And that's the first point when it comes to remembering sacrifice. Number one, live gratefully. Live gratefully. A mentor of mine once told me this. He said, "The greatest people on earth aren't the richest or the most talented or the most famous. The greatest people on earth are the ones who are grateful." And they are grateful because no matter what the circumstance, they understand how blessed they really are. 1 Thessalonians 5 instructs us. It says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." How many? All circumstances. "For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Would you repeat this after me? I am blessed. Okay, on three, we're going to say all three together, okay? One, two, three. I am blessed. Never forget that. Here's the deal. The next time you feel like complaining about anything, say those three words. I am blessed. The next time you feel like life is not fair, and it's not, say those three words. I am blessed. The next time you feel like giving up on anything, say, I am blessed. Because the truth is that there's no good reason that we should have the pleasure of living in this place, even with what's going on right now. This is the best place on earth, the most beautiful place on earth. There's no good reason that we should be living in the most beautiful state in the world, in the most prosperous country in this world. The only reason that we are is that we are blessed. Blessed because God orchestrated it in such a way that people obediently sacrificed in such a way that we get to be here today. Folks, we're supposed to be the greatest people on earth because we're supposed to be the most grateful people on earth. You know what the true mark of gratefulness is? The true mark of gratefulness is graciousness. Graciousness comes when we understand the sacrifices made for us by others and in turn choose to make sacrifices for those after us. And that's the second point when it comes to remembering sacrifice. To live graciously. Live graciously. Or live in such a way that shows that we understand how much has been given for us. Not just for show. Anybody can do that. But for real, by being an example. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul worded it like this. He said, "Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God." Okay, now don't raise your hands on this one, okay? But how many of us have ever treated somebody poorly? Or maybe got very angry at somebody for something? I'll be the first to admit that this is me. I've told you many times how I have dealt with road rage in the past. You know, I don't anymore. Because some time ago, this thought came to mind. The thought of how many veterans, how many people who have sacrificed a part of their life for mine, have I treated in that way? You know, to get the veteran license plate, yeah? That's when I thought about that. When I started tailing this guy and I saw that he had the veteran's license plate. Slow down, and I said, I ain't gonna do that anymore. But how many times have we done that and we don't even know about it? The truth is that regardless of if the other person made a sacrifice for us or not, when we treat people poorly, it does not show that we remember how much people have sacrificed for us. You know what it shows? It shows how easily we forget how much we've been given. So don't forget. Live gratefully, live graciously, and most importantly, number three, live. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I bet this is the first time you've ever had the answer to a sermon point be a punctuation mark. Yeah? You know why? Because it's that simple. It is that simple. See, no one ever sacrificed anything so that we would choose to live miserable, less than mediocre lives. They sacrificed it so that we would strive for greatness. But we got to choose to remember that. Amen? Let me give you this scenario. What if you said, "Oh, that Pastor Aaron, he works so hard. He loves us so much. I'd like to give him a gift. Oh, not to mention he's handsome. I'd like to give him a gift. And I know what he likes. I know what he really, really wants. He wants this V8 extra cab, medium bed, Toyota Tundra." So you go and you buy that for me. And I look at that and I'm all happy, I'm joyous. I say, "Thank you very much. Oh, I don't deserve it, but I'll take them." And then what if I go, enjoy looking at that thing, rubbing my hands on it for a day, and then I go and I cover it up and park it in the back of my garage for the next 30 years. What if I did that? What a waste that would be. By the way, I wouldn't do that. Oh, I bust that thing up so fast. But what if I did? What a waste that would be. You wouldn't want to give me another gift for the rest of my life, yeah? In John 10, Jesus says this. He says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to what? To the full." Let me give you another scenario. And this one is probably very, very true. I think about this one all the time. What if one of our servicemen went to sit on a wall just with his firearm And as he sits on that wall at night with the enemy on the other side, he says to himself, "You sleep well. Nobody's going to hurt you. Not on my watch." And what if that night, that very same night, the enemy actually comes and he takes out as many as he can, but in the end, he ends up actually laying his life down so that we could sleep that night. And then what if, not really knowing, even knowing that that happened, we go and live a life that is just not up to par? We go and do things that are out of character. We be people who are hated by the community. What if we just live mediocre? That wouldn't be bringing him any honor at all, would it? That wouldn't be remembering his sacrifice. Jesus said, live life to the full. One last scenario before I wrap up this message. What if a God loved his people so much that he couldn't imagine spending eternity without them? But he knew that because of the things that they've done against him, that they would be cut off from eternity with him. Because you see, when this life is over, the spirit that God gave us lives on. And whether it's in eternity in heaven with him or eternity in hell without him, because that's what hell is eternity without God. What if he said, "I don't want that," but knowing that that's where we would spend eternity if he did nothing about it? So what if he came, became a man, was born as a baby, so that he could live everything that we did, go through the struggles and the joys and the pains that we felt, and then in the end, chose to be whipped, chose to be beaten, chose to be ridiculed, chose to be nailed to a cross, and chose to shed his blood, because that's the only thing that can overcome our sin, is the blood of God. And what if he would lay it all down for us, sacrificing all that for us? You know, you may think he was God, so he wouldn't feel any pain. That ain't true. He was also man. And the night before this happened, he actually got down before the Father, and he asked, "If this cup can be taken from me, then do it." So you know he felt pain. And as he did that, he was under so much stress that he sweat blood. That's what the Bible says. And as he was on the cross, you could see by the way that he felt pain. So you can think that, but it's not true. See, Jesus Christ laid it all down for our eternities. Now what if we would go through life never allowing him to be our Lord and Savior? Never saying, "Yes, Lord, I believe in the sacrifice that you made." We wouldn't only be wasting life. We'd be wasting eternity. Amen? Because this is how God showed his love among us. That he sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. So I want to encourage you this morning, if you do anything, remember anything at all of this message, choose to live! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Now those of you who know me know that I usually insert a bottom line into the message, and if you look at your notes, there isn't one there. That doesn't mean I don't have one today. I have one, but it's not going to be written out. Instead, This one is meant to be lived on. Here's your assignment. Today, when you come across somebody who is serving in our military, who is sacrificing their time to protect us, take the time to say thank you. Go out of your way if need be, but take the time to say thank you. If you don't run across somebody, then you know somebody. Hey, we got this social media thing that is worldwide. There's no reason that this cannot be done. So go ahead and say thank you. This one's easy because we all know veterans. And if you don't know them, how many people here have served in our military? Please raise your hand. We can take care of this one right now. Thank you. And then we all know somebody who gave it all up. Before Memorial Day tomorrow, or you have through to Memorial Day tomorrow, to find one of their loved ones and just let them know how much we appreciate their sacrifice and say thank you. And then above all, today, when you get home, sometime today, get down on your knees and say, Lord, I remember the sacrifice that you made. And say, thank you. Get it? Good. That's your assignment. Two words. Thank you. Okay. Would you bow your heads in prayer? And I'm going to ask the worship team to come up now. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you right now, and we say thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you directed people, ordained them to be in our military. Some of them, Lord, laid down their lives, all of it, for our freedom. Father, we thank you for them. And what I would ask, Lord, is that you would not allow us to forget, not even for a moment, not allow us to forget the sacrifice that they made so that we can worship you freely. It's because of their sacrifice, Lord, that we came to know you. So, Father, we are grateful. And in our gratefulness, Lord, allow us to be gracious, that we would in turn be gracious to somebody, even sacrificing a part of our lives so that they might come to know you. And then most of all, Lord, don't ever let us forget to live, because that's why you laid it all down in the first place. That's why people laid it all down for us in the first place. So don't forget us to live. And Lord, I know there might be somebody here today who has never received you as their Lord and Savior, never taken part in this great gift, this great sacrifice that you made. And Lord, I would pray that you would just put it on their heart to talk to somebody about that. That today, Lord, would be their day to live, not just for life, but for all of eternity. Father, again, we thank you. And we praise you and we ask you, never allow us to forget. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Would you stand and let's sing about freedom?
Thank you, Pastor.
Been listening to Pastor Aaron Pacheco of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.